Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
The Executive Chair on News Talk.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Sean Mullany. He's the founder and CEO of Seapoint. You're very welcome to the programme, Sean.
Thank you, Bobby. It's great to be here this morning.
Now, we'll get to Seapoint in a minute because it's a very important subject we have to discuss. But tell us about Sean Mullany. Who is he? Born in the US, Richmond, Virginia, sometime in London, educated in the UK. Give us a sense of the early Sean Mullany.
Yeah, so I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, which is on the east coast of the US, into an Irish-American family. My father was an accountant and a business consultant, and I remember when I was about 8 or 9 one day, he brought home this personal computer to the house. And as a kid, I just looked at it and I thought, oh, this is magic. With all great magic tricks, as a kid, you wanted to learn how it worked. So I started taking the computer apart, started trying to program it, installed some video games on it, and I was hooked on technology.
Is it true that you had a poster of Bill Gates on your wall, on your bedroom wall?
Yeah, absolutely. So by the time I was about 15, I was I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew only I wanted to be in computers. And I read Bill Gates' biography, and I realized, like, here's a guy who was a computer engineer, but he'd built this product that millions of people were using in their homes every day. But he was also an entrepreneur and a founder. And I thought to myself, well, that's amazing. As a computer engineer, I could be an entrepreneur. And so from the time I was about 15, I decided this is what I want to be in life. I want to be a founder and build things.
Yeah. So off to Cambridge, computer science, then out into the big bad world of work. Tell us about some of your early employment before Stripe. You were the CTO at Algolia.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, my career has basically been about, I had 3 startups in my 20s. So in the dot-com crash, I had my first company, which was a mobile phone gaming company. We were about 7 years before the iPhone. I also had 2 other startups. So kind of bookend the dot-com crash and the financial crash. But I learned a lot as a founder. There was not a lot of capital out there. Finances were very tight and you had to manage them very carefully. And really like bootstrap and hustle. It was very different to today as a founder. And then I spent, another 15 years working at Google in their AI research lab in Silicon Valley, where I really fell in love with machine learning, AI. Working at Stripe, I understood how financial infrastructure can really make a huge difference to the speed, scale, and success of startup founders and businesses.
And you were responsible for the growth and operations of Stripe in Europe, yeah?
Yeah, I joined Stripe when there were about 10 engineers in Europe. And we were managing the whole European payment system for Stripe. And then COVID hit, and overnight, digital payments become like the top priority for every business. So it was very chaotic and on fire. And we had to grow very fast and built a team of about 100 engineers. And we built out all of the local payment engineering systems that businesses in Europe now rely on.
Wow, that's really, really, really cool achievement. Something you must be very, very proud of.
Yes, it is. I mean, helping founders and businesses particularly be able to scale and succeed better with financial infrastructure, I think, is a really important thing.
Which brings us nicely to Seapoint, because that's really effectively what you do. It's a financial home for startups and scale-ups. AI-native platform that combines the business account with automated financial workflows. So this is around currencies, accounts, payments, everything all. So you give it to us in layman's language, Sean. I'm a founder of a company and I'm going on the journey. I'm going to be raising money. I'm going to be taking on employees. I'm going to be building sales. You're going to give me a suite of products that's going to take the financial stress away from me.
Yeah. And, I started Seapoint because I'm spending a lot of time with founders. We interviewed over 50 founders, and all of them were telling me the same thing, which is that the financial complexity of actually scaling a business was too much. They had like an old school bank, like your AIBs or Bank of Ireland, who just didn't get startups, and it was painful to use. They tried the neobanks and found out it was really just a consumer banking app with a business label. They had an FX provider, they had a card issuer, they had Stripe to make payments. They had 6 or 7 different financial products, and it was all duct taped together with accountants and spreadsheets. The receipts were everywhere. And we just wanted to set out and say, like, how could we use AI as just this fundamentally new technology to automate all of this and bring it onto one platform?
Okay. So in terms of where are you on the journey now? I know you raised originally 2.5 million. There's another 7.5 million just happened recently.
Yes. Yeah, so we built a team, a bunch of engineers from Stripe and I got together, and just over a year ago, we started testing with customers. And we've had 80 startup founders who've joined. They're running their business on SeaPoint, and you know, every month they're just giving us so much feedback about the product. And we really wanted to get the craft of the product right. So we've been in private beta until now, and on Tuesday we've launched to the public. Anyone in the UK and Ireland can sign up and run their businesses on SeaPoint. And it's been just a wonderful experience.
I'm going to say this rather than you say it, because it'll sound better coming from me. Not that a lot of the investors in the second round are also the ones that were in the first. So that says to me that you're doing something right here.
We've been so fortunate to have our investors who've backed us very early, who really believe in the mission, and who've seen us operate and execute. And it's great to have them back and to have their further support in this round.
You know, as somebody who was involved in a small business that became a moderately big business, I remember that the greatest distraction that a founder can have is trying to raise money.
Yes.
And trying to deal with not running out of money.
Absolutely.
Those two things are the biggest distraction from whatever it is your end game is.
Yeah.
Well, is that fair to say?
100%. Like, the fundamental belief in SeaPoint is that if we can help founders get financial clarity and control and collaborate with the accountants and the investors and people they need to, they'll fundamentally have a better chance of scaling faster and succeeding, because most businesses fail because they run out of capital.
Yeah.
And even, you know, an extra few months of runway as a business can be the difference between proving what you need to prove and raising another round or having to fold. So we think that, you know, financial infrastructure and a platform like SeaPoint can fundamentally help European startups succeed better.
What have you learned from your own startup journey around, you know, when you're implementing or helping founders with SeaPoint? You said earlier you had your successes, you had your failures. Like, when you think back and you look at the startups that you were involved in, the good things that happened and maybe the not so good.
Yeah.
Are they still with you today?
100%. I mean, yeah. Our very first startup, because there was no venture capital out there, you had to live month by month.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a moment maybe a few years in when one of the other founders who was handling our finance came to us and said, he opened a drawer and showed us a bunch of invoices and tax payments that he hadn't done. And there was like a bin bag filled with receipts that he hadn't managed. And it was honestly like a moment where we would have like shut up shop and had to fold the startup because we weren't managing our finances properly.
Yeah.
And it really resonated with me that, you know, we really can make a fundamental difference to startup success by providing the tools. Founders want to manage their finances well, but the tools just aren't out there to make it easy for them.
Yeah. Again, I used to just check the bank balance every day. That was my main management tool.
I know.
Tool.
It doesn't help you very much, though. No. You know, when you sign up to SeaPoint, listen, in 10 minutes, you can connect all of your Bank of Ireland, your Revolut accounts, and we'll give you a live cash flow.
Sorry, report. That's old school way, Sean.
Yeah, but yeah. You need to see a live cash flow report of your business, what vendors you're spending money on, when, you know, charges go up, what categories you're spending on, your runway. We give you a live runway calculation.
Where will the growth for SeaPoint actually come from now? You seem to have validated your product. You're expanding it now to more users. Where will the real growth come?
Well, I think fundamentally European startups are growing at an explosive rate. It's never been easier to be a founder. And over the next 5 or 10 years, the number of startups and founders in Europe is going to explode.
Yeah.
And so they need the financial infrastructure to be able to run their businesses. But Europe is an amazing place right now to be a founder and a startup.
Something maybe we don't know about you. You were involved in drone delivery system with Google. Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So I joined Google in Dublin, and I got this great opportunity to move to Silicon Valley and work in the Google X research labs where the self-driving cars were. And I was a part of a team of 3 or 4 folks who started the Google's drone delivery program. And we were out in the desert in a NASA airspace crashing kind of handmade duct tape together drones for 3 years.
Good job. Why wouldn't you want it?
Yes, exactly.
Sean Mullany there. He's the founder and CEO of SeaPoint. Good luck on your journey, Sean. Great to meet you and every success.
Thank you so much for having me.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr. Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.